This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The time now is 8 minutes past 10 o'clock and still continuing the conversation as we get into the second hour of the show. And in a short while, we have a very special guest joining us. That will be Mr. Bantu Olomisa, the president of the UDM. As we enter our next conversation concerning the national dialogues, which really aim to tackle long-standing causes of conflict and foster this collective vision for South Africa's future. And when you look at the initiative, it is supported by a coalition of civil society foundations. We did see the likes of the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, the Desmond and Leah Tutu Foundation Legacy, as well as the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, among others, hosting the series of national dialogues, which, of course, played out in Houghton yesterday. But let's get the view right now of UDM leader Bantu Olomisa, who is a prominent figure in South African politics and a staunch advocate for political reform as well. Mr. Olomisa, a pleasure to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity and good morning to our listeners.
So you've been a vocal advocate for a national dialogue for many years. Can you elaborate on why you believe this dialogue is essential for South Africa at this juncture?
Well, I've been advocating that one day we will sit under one roof and finish the work we did not finish during CODESA. You will recall, if I can take you back, that when Chris Anye was assassinated during the time we were negotiating, the powers that be tended to press panic buttons and demanded a date for election whilst we were still busy addressing the issues which would benefit the majority of citizens of South Africa. Mm. That decision led to us getting a political freedom. But it would appear, although the Constitution covered or mandated a government to address the backlogs and imbalances of the past, unfortunately, we seem to have dropped the ball in the last 8 years. Mm. There are good things which were introduced, but the problems related to the topic of the day or these days, the question of land, economic empowerment, are still haunting us. And once we fix the economic setup, at least we will see some kind of movement in terms of creating more jobs and also producing more industrialists from the black communities. Mm. The unfortunate part is that this country has not yet had a consensus on what kind of macroeconomic policy this country should have. You will remember that a lot of policies have been introduced by the ANC to improve the economy of the country.
Right.
But unfortunately, almost every policy they came up with was shot down by their own alliance partners, that is COSATU and SACP. And then the population of South Africa was watching on the sideline. But if we have now a government of national unity. Mm. That government of national unity, there are areas which they cannot fix by themselves only. We need to involve the population because it looks as though that our government is detached from the population. Every day, you are not sure whether you will reach your destination, because people are complaining, they are blocking roads, they are saying we want services and so on. So therefore, there are things which I think if we agree at GNU as well as and then we should refer some of them to the other forum which you are proposing, which would include all the sectors of our society. So when we refer them to national dialogue, I'm sure there might be a need to amend some of the legislations we have in this country. And if we get a sufficient consensus at that forum, then those resolutions should be sent to Parliament for ratification, because Parliament is for South Africans. It's not for any other thing.
So you've mentioned that the national dialogue should be a continuation, if you will, of matters that were left unattended at CODESA. But let's speak to the specific issues that you feel were not adequately addressed at CODESA. You speak about the issue of land as well. How should these be tackled in these upcoming dialogues?
Well, if we go to the dialogue, the UDM suggests that we must agree that this is not going to be an affair of a long weekend. It might take us some time, up to 12 months, but every point we have identified, we must find a solution and it must be rectified. Take, for instance, if we talk economy, we need to make sure that item number one under the economy is the question of land and property. We talk national security. We talk the issue, what is the national interest of South Africa linked to our foreign policy? So these are the issues which should form part. But the key to this is that we cannot continue to celebrate our freedom if the black majority South Africans are not involved in the economy. So we need to agree that the state has to play a role in developing our economy, either through intensifying the building of our proper infrastructure. If I'm in village X somewhere in the rural areas and I want to start my business, surely the infrastructure should be improved, like, do I have access to internet? Do I have roads in the hospitals or clinics? Do we have proper medication in those areas? And what about the police services, where you will find that you will have two police vehicles servicing or serving about 300,000 people? That's not all.
So, given the recent focus on national security and foreign policy here in South Africa, how do you see the national dialogue addressing these critical areas to indeed enhance South Africa's stability and global standing as well?
Well, South Africa today is part of the global village. We cannot run away from the fact that we are sometimes requested to deal with security matters beyond our borders. But when we finally agree on such requests, can we make sure that we have trained personnel we send into those areas? Do they have adequate equipment? So internally, we must ask ourselves a question. Are our security forces in a state of readiness for anything which could happen inside the country? So in terms of foreign policy, I liked the foreign policy which was developed by Mandela government, a policy where we would not take sides in any conflict of the world. But we would advise those who are in conflict to sit around the table and find a solution. So that is the foreign policy of this country, which has earned respect throughout the country, throughout the world. You know very well the role played by SANDF in the continent. You know very well the talks, the meetings which led to the stability in Congo and many other countries. South Africa was involved in those areas to give all the parties involved in conflict to find a solution. So we should continue with that policy. But if there are any other added reforms, it's fine. But I don't think there is any country outside South Africa which should instruct us what kind of national interest South Africa should have. It should be us would determine our national interest.
Mr. Olomisa, earlier on you mentioned the government of national unity. So, of course, in recent times, the UDM playing a significant role in the formation of this partnership. Can you share some insights into the UDM's contributions and experiences during the GNU and how these experiences can inform these upcoming national dialogues?
The government of national unity is still yet to be in place. For now, it's just a statement of intent, people are negotiating. But I visualize a situation where the cabinet of the GNU, when it is finalized, it will go to Lekgotla of theirs. And begin to say, what are the priorities? And those priorities will be informed by the manifestos of many parties, which we sold them to the voters. Voters which said, we have heard you, but never again shall we have one party dominance. Go away and make sure that you come up with a government which will address the issues which are confronting us today, crime, energy, the effects of climate change, unemployment, and the economy, which is not producing the required results. Because if you look at it, we have become consumers. But in terms of making sure that the cake gets bigger, the chances are getting slimmer every day. So that is the area I think that Lekgotla will have to look into. They will look into the manifestos of different parties. They mustn't focus only on two political parties' manifestos. So this is my wish. It's a wish list.
It's a wish list, Mr. Olomisa, but unfortunately, it would seem that there's a lot of pressure, especially on the side of South Africans or the electorate, for the formation of a cabinet, especially at national level. But we also look at developments, for instance, here in Gauteng, as we are yet to hear of a formation of Panyaza Lesufi's cabinet. Let's speak about some of the key challenges and even successes that the UDM has noted while participating in this GNU or the letter of intent as well. How do you think these lessons can be applied to really ensure the success, not just of a government of national unity, but also ensure success as we also venture into this national dialogue?
Well, the way is we will have to display a little bit of maturity at political level and introduce a culture of tolerance and apply a principle of non-partisan. Then we will we'll solve many of our solutions. But if we are going to go to these talks or GNU with a mental with a mentality of saying we cannot work with you, you don't qualify to be here in a government of national unity, I cannot work with party X. Here we're talking about the issue, the wishes of South Africans, which have said, go and work together. So in GNU, therefore, it has to be structured in such a way that is not is not controlled only by certain foundations or certain groups, but it must be opened, and then we have a committee of stakeholders who will draw the terms of reference, draw the agenda, and have a secretariat which is non-partisan as well. We don't want to be put under one roof and be controlled by people who have been given an opportunity before but failed. But they want now to try and undermine the wishes of the voters. The voters have made it clear what they want.
And speaking about that, it would seem that, especially from the vantage point of those of us who are looking outside into these talks that are currently underway, oftentimes we have to rely on media reports of purported insiders in these talks to give us some information. But would it be safe to assume that the big fight right now is over portfolios and who secures particular ministries?
Yes, the big fight now is not affecting other members of the GNU. Mm. I think there are only two parties.
Is this the ANC and DA?
NDA who are talking to each other, claiming, interpreting the results of the election, what it meant. For them, it would appear that they wanted to claim that they are founders of the GNU. But fortunately, the president has explained that the GNU must be established, but in establishing it, the views of other political parties must be taken into account. So I'm not married much to this bickering, current bickering, because elsewhere you will find that normally you don't start talking about cabinet position, but you talk about the program which would bind all of us. That means you would have taken the manifesto of party X and C, which are common areas. But if you look at the manifestos of all the parties which participated in 2024, there isn't big difference at all. These issues they have raised, they have been here in the last 8 years, and we have not found a solution to them. So both GNU and National Dialogue, I'm sure, we will be in a position to know where we are heading to.
And lastly, Mr. Olomisa, as all of this is happening, will the DA, not the DA, but will the UDM, for instance, be putting an MP or the name of one of your leaders for possible portfolios or wanting to see a minister from the UDM being considered for a position here?
No, the United Democratic Movement's history will prove that we have never got into such positions of demanding portfolios, but we have accepted in the past invitations to assist in building South Africa. We did this in 2000 in Cape Town. We did this in 2004 in KwaZulu-Natal. President Mbeki approached me and says, Bantu, there is a stalemate in KwaZulu-Natal. Mm. We are unable to form a government. Can you assist us? We assist them. We didn't demand a position for that. In Gauteng, as we speak, we are part of the coalition at Johannesburg with the ANC and other parties. Yeah. Even there, we never demanded that. On this particular one, we've made it clear that we support the concept of GNU, and we are not demanding positions. We didn't forward means of saying we will participate on condition. That matter should have been, it could have been discussed if right. we had an opportunity of all political parties and say, in party X, you have an expert. Can you avail yourself to come and assist the government of national unity to address the problems facing us?
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Bantu Olomisa, sharing his invaluable insights and perspectives on the upcoming national dialogues. Of course, some being held yesterday right here in Houghton, but also the crucial issues facing South Africa right now.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.